Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
Welcome to Legal Nurse Podcast. This is Pat Iyer, and today I have with me Deborah Lloyd. We're going to be talking in this program about websites, one of the most important tools that you can use in your business, and something that has to be done correctly. Deborah has been working in this arena since 1996. She's been honing her skills and doing business online. She's an active coach and a consultant and a website designer, and she's worked with me on my websites. These days, she helps businesses manage and maintain the security of their websites while increasing leads and visibility with search engines. When you see Deborah in action, it's easy to see that she enjoys the process of helping people become more self-sufficient and take control of their web presence and learn how to use websites to build a larger, bigger business. She's worked on several legal nurse consulting websites and understands our unique niche. Deborah, welcome to the show. I'm so pleased that we could set some time aside to talk.
Thanks so much, Pat. I appreciate it. It's a real pleasure to be here with you.
Could you tell our listeners a little bit about your background and experience in building websites and businesses?
Sure. I've had, as you just said, some kind of online presence since 1996. Makes me feel a bit like a dinosaur. But when I discovered WordPress in 2008, I thought I'd died and gone to heaven because I knew firsthand what it was like to be at the mercy of someone else's schedule, waiting for them to fit you in or paying through the nose for even the tiniest of changes on your website. So I also appreciate from my own experience how important it is for business owners to be able to focus on running their business. So today, that means you absolutely have to have a website that simply just works, that brings in new clients, brings past clients back, that Big G, as in Google, and the other search engines love to dish up on the first page of search results. And because when you have those three things, your site will become a profit center as opposed to an overhead.
And just to summarize those three things for the audience, I think it's important for you to reiterate those.
Okay. They are to bring in new clients, to bring past clients back, and to have the search engines love your site that they put it up on the first page of search results.
Terrific. What kinds of things have you done or experiences have you had that made you realize that website security is essential?
Well, we've had lots of experiences with, we all hear about, hackers and things like that. In the worst cases, it can make your domain serve up nasty links to porn sites and downloads, the kind of stuff that makes you think the FBI SWAT team's going to be busting through your door any second. And my thought for your niche is you serve that up to a lawyer when he arrives at your site, and the odds are very strong that you can say goodbye to his business because it just says, I was not prepared and I got hacked. It just doesn't send the right kind of message from the get-go. And site attacks are real. They happen to everybody, even the smallest sites. They can be very intense, hundreds of attacks in one day, and that burns up your hosting resources, makes your site run slowly. But more than anything, the biggest cost to the business owner, it takes your focus away from your primary task, which is building your business. So an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
I can attest to that. I had a legal nurse consulting website hacked probably 7 or 8 years ago when I found to my horror one day that there were male performance drugs that were displayed on the homepage of the website. And it took a little bit of finagling in order to close the door that the hacker used to get onto the site. But it was very dismaying to me personally. Luckily, none of my clients commented on it, and we found it and shut it down within hours. But it did make us aware that there are vulnerabilities that need to be closed, and that you need to have somebody who understands website security in charge of keeping those doors closed.
Yeah, it's true. You know, it's not really a secret, but I remember in my early days online, I think, you know, I was thinking to myself, I probably should be doing something about security, but I had no clue exactly what it was. So, like every good business owner, I chose to justify sticking my head in the sand by focusing on my business instead. But I was lucky because I finally got smart before I got hacked. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's important. We avoid discussing it. Some folks would rather tell you their most intimate secrets, indiscretions even, theirs or someone else's, than tell you what their security measures are, because most of the time they don't really know. They either don't understand them or they don't have any. So it's one of those things, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. Mm-hmm. So again, we come back to, it's about prevention rather than cure. A little proactive action now will save you a ton of what I call GNA, grief and aggravation, later on.
I think we all know about grief and aggravation. I love that expression.
We do. Yeah.
When you were first starting out and building your business website, what's one tip you wish somebody had shared with you?
Well, I think the biggest thing is we don't know what we don't know when you're first starting out. And it's a long process learning where all the trips and the traps are. But I wish someone would have explained to me the value of using a framework with a child theme on my website.
Well, let's break that down a little bit and talk about frameworks and then child themes so that people who are not familiar with those terms will understand why that's such an important tip.
Sure. I'm glad you're asking me to clarify that, because that is super important. Basically, you have WordPress, which is a content management system, and that's kind of like the chassis of a car. It keeps everything together and everything in its place. And then you have a framework, which would be something like Genesis. Another popular one is Thesis. My preference is for Genesis. And that is kind of like the engine and the transmission. It provides all of the functionality in your site. And then you have a child theme, which is the outer clothing, if you like, or the paint job. If we go back to that car analogy, that's what makes it look pretty. That's what makes it attractive, and that's what makes it convert. So it's super important. But when you make customizations to that, if those parts aren't separated, then when there's an update to WordPress core or the theme, or sometimes even plugins, everything falls apart, and your website looks like a junker driving down the road because it's all broken. There's broken links everywhere. Nothing mm-hmm. is held together. By having it separately in a child theme, it's protected from those breakdowns. And that is one thing that I wish I had known earlier, because that stopped me from updating my sites as often as I could have, and in some cases should have, in order to maximize the efficacy of the website, adding new features that would make it faster and easier for visitors to my site to find my services and buy my services. So that's probably the biggest thing. It's an absolute false economy to go with a free theme.
Then in terms of the keywords that Legal Nurse consultants should know if they're working with a website designer or they are developing their website themselves, how do they put that tip into action?
Well, first of all, like I said, avoid free themes. They're like a cheap box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. They often have backlinks in. It's business 101, really. If you create a theme and charge for it, your level of commitment to coding it well and your willingness to back it up with excellent support is going to be much higher than if you're giving it away for free. So that's the first thing. The second thing is to understand that when you invite somebody into your website, you're also inviting them to share information, data, if they're signing up for forms or especially if they're buying something on your site. But even just traveling through your site, looking at different pages, they leave little data trails behind them, and that's why security is important, because you want to protect not only the security of your site and your business so that you don't get hacked, but you don't want the possibility that malware gets onto your site and anyone who comes to visit it picks it up along the way. So again, that's another thing. And there are some free tools and plugins that you can get that can help an LNC if they're doing this by themselves, but I'd almost say you probably wouldn't do surgery on yourself unless you, well, even if you were a surgeon. So probably building your own website, unless that's what you want to be when you grow up, I would leave it to somebody who does that and just does that.
Absolutely. And as you were talking about visitors going to your website and picking up malware themselves, it made me think about sexually transmitted diseases where everybody is sharing the love.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, that analogy just occurred to me a little bit earlier on this morning when I was thinking ahead to our visit today, and I was like, yeah, I don't know if I want to go there, but it is very much like an STD. It's nothing that you want to come in contact with anyway.
Mm. So, tell us about a cool trick that you figured out about automating systems on a website that will help our legal nurse consultant audience generate traffic to their site.
Right, that's a really good question. I can't impress strongly enough the importance of landing pages. Landing pages are a technical term for pages that keep distractions to an absolute minimum. So a lot of sites, you want to have a sidebar with some links and things in the side, but when you're asking someone to make a specific decision or you're trying to focus on one particular action, every page on your site should have a strong call to action, a reason for the person to be there, and that call to action basically should be for them to do business with you or learn why they should do business with you. So you want landing pages to keep people to distractions to a minimum, and they're very effective when you use custom opt-in forms. Because a lot of times you may have seen the same Aweber forms everywhere on multiple websites, and visitors just get form blind. So if your call to action is you want them to fill in a form to contact you, you want to make sure that you're going to grab that person's attention, and it's not going to be by using a form they've seen on every other website they've visited in the last 10 years. So there are systems and there are templates that you can use to do that quickly and effectively and securely without having to learn how to be a coder. One of the best ones is, one of the most popular ones has been Optimized Press, but I think one of the best ones these days is Beaver Builder. But mm-hmm. again, that's getting a bit techy, and I don't want to get too techy. I don't want to put people off.
Mm-hmm. I understand. Well, certainly, what I think the important principle that you're conveying is that there are ways to make updating a website easier using tools, that it's not necessary to have detailed knowledge of HTML in order to make changes on a website, and that system is getting easier and easier, and system in the sense that there are shortcuts now that did not exist in the past.
Absolutely. And that's the crux of it. You want a really good, strong, stable, secure foundation for your site, and then you can add these other things. And some of them are paid tools, but some of them are very affordable, you know, and there's systems for automating follow-up and those kind of things, like autoresponders, etc. Those are just becoming ever more efficient.
Mm-hmm.
And in a lot of cases, ever cheaper or free.
What is a secret that every LNC needs to know about ensuring that his or her website is secure and simple to use for themselves and their clients?
Right. Well, as I said before, I remember that feeling, that nagging feeling, I probably should be doing something about security, but having no clue what that should be. But I think my, it's not really a secret because a million people have downloaded it, but my secret tool is a free plugin called WordFence. Again, it becomes about prevention rather than cure, but WordFence is available in the WordPress.org repository. But when you sign up for the guest gifts on the show notes page, you'll actually get special access to quick tip videos, checklists, and templates that I've created specifically for Pat's people, as I call them, to help you secure your websites. So what makes that information invaluable is learning how to configure all the settings. Because when you first download WordPress, you'd look at it and you go, I don't even know what all of this means. Because it is very techy. But WordFence is the plugin, and when it's properly configured, it will generate the alerts you need to see and keeps your inbox clear of the ones you don't. And for the cash-strapped, time-strapped, or the plain old tech-phobic, you can always just have us do it for you. But when you use Pat's link, you'll also get the best price, and you'll get some special bonuses. It's like the lottery, though. You have to be in it to win it, so be sure you sign up, because that's your ticket.
You know, Deborah, I think that many of us feel like this is never going to happen to us because we're small and we're not important in terms of website world. We don't have a big site like a commercial company. Is there a story that you can share with us that would sum up what can happen to a legal nurse consultant website?
Yeah, actually one quite recently. It was a legal nurse consultant that you brought to me who had signed into her site and saw that there were some issues. And this was a progressive thing. It was actually one of the nastiest hacking sites I've seen. It was the type that I've heard about before, but I hadn't actually seen it on one of my client sites. But it left, I believe it left her, as it would me, feeling violated. It's like somebody came into your house. If you build your business and you're using your website the way that you should be, as a profit center, not an overhead cost, or an overhead center as I call them, it should be generating leads for you. So anytime that somebody comes in and defiles that I think that's it just leaves you feeling, how do I protect myself from this happening again? And in that particular case, they had put, you've probably heard about these in movies, they always talk about, oh, they put a Trojan horse in there, and it is the little Greek mythological gift where they get into your site. The site had been built with very basic usernames and very basic passwords. So they had just come along, discovered this. They put bots on discovering these sites. It was a fairly new site, so it didn't have any traffic. It wasn't even ranking in Google yet. But the hackers found it, and they pushed in this Trojan horse, which disseminated all of this nasty code throughout her site in multiple places. They had download pages that were downloading torrents, which can contain malware as well. So they had set this up to be one of those, what I think I might now refer to as an STD site, because it was just going to infect everyone that came in contact with it. But on top of that, they had hidden a backdoor file in her files that were in the hidden files that don't show up when you go to your cPanel, if you even know what your cPanel is. But you can find those, and that's, again, a movie term, a backdoor, but they really do exist. They had put a file in there that was going to allow, if she discovered it and cleaned it, that backdoor file was actually going to reinstall the malware after a certain period of time. So even if we'd have cleaned it up, if we hadn't found the backdoor, they would have just gone back in and reinfected it at some later date. And that is automated. It just happens. It checks every few days to see if their files are still there, and if they're not, then they just reinstall them. And so it can be really malicious, but it's upsetting because you feel violated. But from if you take even just the emotion out of it from a business perspective, this can cost you money. This can cost you your reputation. And you don't have to be a major corporation in order for that to happen. In fact, it's worse when it happens to a small business owner, because corporations can survive and come back from that pretty easily. For a small business owner, it can cost you hundreds and hundreds of dollars, because you have to have someone with special technical expertise to be able to go in and clean your site. And you don't want your domain forever blacklisted by the search engines, because they go, well, don't go to that domain, it's got an STD.
Mm-hmm.
So does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. It's a real lesson for Legal Nurse consultants listening to this, to make sure that you have a knowledgeable person handling the security, updating the security plugins, because this happened, as Deborah said, to a very new site that was built by somebody who didn't put in the adequate precautions.
Yeah, what I did discover in the discussions with that site owner was, you know, when I first saw her site, I thought, oh, this is really pretty. It looked gorgeous. And it had most of the things that I would have told her to put on there. But what you'll have is, web designers are very good and know about design. And sometimes web coders or web developers know a little bit more about security. But that's one of the questions that you definitely should ask somebody. What security measures will you be putting in, building into my site? That would probably be the question I might even ask them before I ask them how much they were going to charge me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if they tell you your hosting takes care of security, I wouldn't work with that person, because that tells me that they don't know what they don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Hosting companies have security on their servers that is designed to protect as best they can their clients and to protect their equipment. But they can't protect you from yourself if you choose to stick your head in the sand and go, I don't need to know about security. And you might get away with that for a year or more. You might get away with it for longer. But if you, you know, the day, you don't want to wait until the day somebody goes, hey, your site is trashed, your site's been delivering, you know, pornographic email or pornographic images and downloading stuff to everyone who hits your site. And Google will slap you for that in a heartbeat. And
sure,
then it's really hard. It's really, really hard and really time-consuming and expensive to get rid of that. So you could totally destroy your domain. And if you've built your business based on your business name.com, what do you change it to? So again, we come back to an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Mm-hmm. Could you give us any information about what trends in websites are becoming obsolete and are going on their way out?
There are a couple of things that I still see around, and it shocks me. One of them is Rev Slider. I think it's Revolution Slider is its full name. It was very popular a couple of years ago. It became very popular to have sliders at the beginning of your website, because it gives you an opportunity to show people lots of different pieces of content or directions of information that they can follow. And so they're very popular for that, but you have to be careful which ones you use. Rev Slider is a WordPress plugin, and it was hugely popular, but I think it's had way too many issues, security issues. There are better alternatives with fewer security issues these days on the market. And another thing that actually I themed security, and it used to be Better WordPress Security by Chris Wegman, and it was a great plugin. It was bought out by iThemes Security, and they've done a good job with it, but they've put so much into it that it often doesn't play well with others, so it will break your site. And so you, with the security plugins, you're always playing a balancing game. You want it to be secure, but at the same time, you don't want it to fight with your other plugins. And that's why it's really important to know how to configure them properly. But I find WordPress a little bit simpler, so I go with that. But those are two things that I would say are on their way out.
And could you tell our listeners how they can find out more information about you and what you do?
Sure. Well, Let me just take a second because I want to say thanks so much for having me. This was actually really good fun for me. So I love the opportunity to help people understand what they don't know, because I wish somebody had helped me do that a long time ago. So it really was fun. I hope that your listeners are getting something out of us time together, that they learned a little, maybe laughed a little, and that we've convinced them that security can indeed be sexy when you're on the right side of it. So the best way to connect with me is, I would say, go grab some free stuff. We're not giving away a car to everyone like Oprah did, but you will get your very own copy of some excellent resources that you can actually use and that won't just sit and gather cyber dust on your hard drive, and that will be your pound of cure. And that would be at webworks.lnpss. So that's Legal Nurse Podcasts, Simply Secure.
Okay, and give us that address again.
Okay, wp-webworks.com/LNPSS.
Well, Deborah, thank you so much for raising our awareness about this issue, which is one I think that when legal nurse consultants are designing websites, they think about the appearance and the functionality and the words, but they may not even give a thought to the security behind the website. Your story today about a legal nurse consultant's website that got hacked is certainly chilling and nothing that any of us want to go through. So thank you for raising awareness about the possibility that that could occur.
Thanks so much for having me, and thanks for the opportunity to share that information because it's important.
Thank you, Deborah, for being part of our Legal Nurse Podcast. This has been Pat Iyer and Deborah Lloyd discussing website security, one of the most essential things that you need to think about, even though it sits in the background, and often we don't give much thought to it. So I encourage you to carry out this information and do something about making your site secure or verifying that it's secure. Join us again next week for another terrific interview. We love the comments that we're getting on social media from people who are talking to me about the shows and how much they enjoy them. I love hearing from you that you're getting something out of this, so please keep those comments coming. Give us a review on iTunes. That would be terrific. And thank you so much for sharing your time with me. This has been Pat Iyer and Legal Nurse Podcasts. Have a great week.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on legalnursebusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at lncacademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on legalnursepodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on legalnursepodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.